I fumbled. And it was a big time move swing. I put all this entire game on my back. If I would have never muffed it, who knows what would have happened. So this one's on me, but what can I do? You know, just continuously get back in the lab and work.
Not getting touchdowns is starting to become kind of an issue. Getting four field goals and having a chance to put the game away in the first half, really. And not being able to do that, obviously, you let a team like that hang around and they gain some confidence and they gain some momentum. But we didn't do anything to help ourselves in the second half.
The biggest thing is, as an offense, and it all starts and it stops with me, I have to find a way to get our offense into the end zone and scoring touchdowns. You know, anytime a defense holds a team to 15 points, I believe you should win the football game. And it's your job as an offense and as a quarterback, and I'll take full responsibility for it, but it's your job to not kick field goals and score touchdowns in the red area.
I don't know. That's something we got to get better at. We got three more regular season games, and we got to score touchdowns to win. And that's something we got to work on as a group on offense. So we'll go back to the drawing boards come Monday and see what we got to do better, because it got to be better if we're going to keep winning.
We're really poor in the red zone. I think we got 225 yards at halftime. I think they had negative yardage. And you're up 12 to nothing. So, we had a chance to really do some damage in the first half, didn't do it, and then obviously helped them in the second half, with two turnovers, I think four or five drops. So, we lost the line of scrimmage offensively, in my opinion. So played great defense and just never finished a football game offensively or put ourselves in position to finish it.